You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca.
Jason, I'm good. I'm good, really good.
What do you think is going to happen with your Cowboys before we get to the injury report?
How did the Cowboys come up all of a sudden? I said I was really good. You don't have to bring those guys up, do you?
Well, I was just asking, seeing how your off season's going, you know. So
I think that they're going to do what they do every year. Get me excited, think they got a chance, and then let me down. I feel like I've had 20-something years of that, and why would we break with tradition?
That's fair. That's totally fair. It's accurate.
But we'll be better than the Giants, and Stretch can, you know, sleep on that one. That's for sure.
Well, yeah. There'll be the battle of the big paid quarterbacks. So, yeah, we'll see which one's going to be more overpaid based on their new contract for this season.
Overrated, overpaid? Yeah. I think that's the competition for sure.
Now, I want to get into, young kids and getting into running. And obviously, you know, we see the snow melting. I know there's, you know, track and fields going on and everything. And I do want to promote Run Wild a little bit later on. But I know you deal with a lot of different athletes at different stages. And there are some risks a little bit with kids when it comes to running. And what are they, and what are some of the things that we should avoid as parents with getting our kids into running?
Yeah, so we love, obviously, introducing kids to all kinds of sports at young ages, and particularly running's an interesting one because we all do it from a young age, right? But there's a big difference between the style and the kind of running that we're talking about when we're getting into distances or different terrains and such. And I guess there's definitely some risks because the amount of stress that's put across joints for a prolonged period, especially at certain ages. And we're really looking at pre-teens kind of thing. Prior to the age of 12, growth plates are an issue, more likelihood of having developmental issues. However, I don't want people to think that means their kids can't run. It's how it's introduced and being done slowly over time. Definitely listening to the children and paying attention to what they say if they have injuries, responding to them, not ignoring, not saying suck it up, actually dealing with them. And so I don't think people should get from this that kids can't run at a young age. They certainly can. They do. And they can do it a lot better than we can, actually. However, that being said, you do have to watch out and pay attention to what they have to say so that you can address problems early. So, for instance, there's one we see commonly called Sever's disease. And really, Sever's disease is just a name somebody gave to what happens when kids develop pain at the back of their heel. And the rest of us would call it Achilles tendonitis. And what's happening is it's actually a stress, what we call apophysite. It's an inflammation actually of the right at the attachment of the tendon, where it's kind of pulling sometimes the inflammation in the bone itself, but very often it can be just in the Achilles tendon. It's just like you and I might develop. And because it's a kid, they call it Sever's disease. It's not really a disease. It's just a problem that needs to be dealt with and should be not just ignored, because unfortunately, while it might just go away on its own, it can also lead to problems later on if it's not addressed, and it's very successfully treated. So that's just one good example of stuff that I see or things that we see in the clinic sometimes that go kind of ignored for a period of time that should be addressed, and if they are, then you can kind of move on, and the kid can, you know, whatever your kid is, whatever age they are, they can continue and be back at sport and enjoying it.
Are there certain ages that are more prone to running injuries because of growth spurts and such?
Growth plays a huge role. There's certainly, and that's where you're hitting that. I think 11 to 13 year old is kind of that key age. The other injury that you'll see around that age is what we call patellofemoral syndrome or chondromalacia. So the kneecap starts to, because of an imbalance with growth, muscles aren't keeping up with the lengthening of the bones. You get these imbalances, the quad gets really, really weak on the inside, you develop tightness in the glute and the IT band, and the kneecap tracks a little out to the side, and even a little fraction, like a few millimeters, makes a huge difference and causes, you know, inflammation under the kneecap. That's another good example in that age group that you can see young people develop. Another one is something called Osgood-Schlatter's disease, and that's, again, they love to put the word disease to it. Don't get scared. But it's what happens when the patellar tendon just below the kneecap becomes chronically inflamed because, again, it's often because of changes in growth and a pull across that attachment. And then your body starts to try to solve the problem and overcompensates by putting down excessive amounts of tissue, which then becomes hardened, much like bone, and it looks like a big bump at the front of the knee, and it's called Osgood-Schlatter's. Also very treatable, but something that shouldn't just be ignored or written off as, oh, your kid just has Osgood-Schlatter's, that's common for this age. And then they leave it be. Here's some anti-inflammatories, maybe. Now, I guess the moral of this story is kids can be involved and be getting active and running and pressing and pushing themselves. However, just like an adult should, you want to address the problems as soon as possible.
Brad Fedoruk joins us. What about shin splints? Are those more prevalent in kids?
I wouldn't suggest that they're more prevalent. They are common and they can happen as well. It depends on the cause. So shin splints have two different, there's actually three. So very uncommon, not very common to develop stress fractures, which is one of the, you know, one of the things that falls into shin splint terms. But more common for them to develop basically that similar situation I described with the Achilles, the muscles at the front of the shin, the tibialis anterior and such, can actually kind of pull away from the bone there and cause inflammation at the front of the shin. Later on, as we get older, we're more likely to end up with shin splints that are because the muscle becomes overdeveloped, becomes too large for the space, and you end up with something called an anterior compartment syndrome, where the muscle in that anterior compartment, that same muscle, the tibialis posterior, can actually be too big for that space and causes pressure on nerves and such. So yes, on the one, the inflammatory type problem, but not with the other two, not as common.
And also, speaking of running, of course, the Run Wild, the registration's open. It always goes May 6th and 7th. You know, there's adults, there's teenagers, there's lots of kids that get into it. Tell us about the kids' race category for Run Wild.
Yeah, and this is why I wanted to talk about the subject, because we part of Run Wild is getting kids actively engaged, part of the community, giving back to the community, learning about charity, learning about the Zebra Child Protection Center, which is where a lot of the charitable money goes to, that and the St. Albert Senior Citizen Center. But the other key part of it is actually introducing kids to this thing called running. And so they run the equivalent of a half marathon for 6 weeks leading up to the event, you know, over time, not all at one time. And then they run the last 1.2 kilometers at our event, where they get a medal and such, and they kind of have this sense of accomplishment. And in Sherwood Park in Spruce Grove, we run it on May 6th, which is the Saturday. And in St. Albert, the big event, which is the 5, 10, half, walk, everything, that's where we run the St. Albert Kids Race, which is on May 7th on the Sunday. And, you know, it's really cool, Jason, to see kids that started this race now some 15 plus years ago that were starting at at 5, 6 years old. And if you think about it, they're now running our half marathon, and some of them are really competing well at that event. So there's nothing better than to see these kids grow up at an event doing something great for the community and themselves, and finding a passion for something like running, which can be a lifetime, obviously a lifetime, very, very healthy thing to do.
Because there's a 5K distance, 10K, a half marathon, and are the kids 1K?
Yeah, it's 1.2 kilometers.
Okay.
And we really try to get them involved in the running leading up to the event. So with their school or on their own, they're running, you know, a certain distance up for the 6 weeks, you know, 3 days a week they're running the equivalent of, by the time they're done the race, they've ran this half marathon. And that's kind of the idea we had, is build it really into not just one day where they show up and run it, but they're actually continuously running leading up to the event. And it's the culmination of that they run. It's a cool day. It's fun to watch them cross the line. I've seen some things that would make you cry, seeing kids kind of come across that were training and an injury happened and they still do the event on crutches or whatever. And
other kids kind of cheering them on or bringing them across the line. I've seen kids finish it in a wheelchair. I mean, kids are amazing. It's neat to see them kind of in this we're going to help each other type of an approach. And also that just to see them, they compete too, let me tell you. So they also really get out there and give her. So it's a fun day to see.
And people, how can they register?
Runwild.ca. It's very simple. So moms, dads out there, if you want your kid to learn, you know, about the amazing thing that is giving, about being part of a community, share an event, share a day together. There's something for all ages and all abilities. You can walk it 5K, 10K, and the half can be walked. You can run it. You can do what you need to do. It can really be a family event. You can all go sign up at runwild.ca and see what it's all about and why we're doing it and how we're making a huge difference in the lives of kids and seniors out there.
Great stuff, Grant. We really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
I think you're signed up, right, Jason?
For the run? I'm not a real runner. You know that. I do the walk, but I'm not a runner.
Well, you can walk it. I do the same. So I do the 5K. Yeah. I don't try to set any records. I get out there. I do a little walk. It's just fun for me to be a part of it. And everybody sees me in my zebra tights. Yes, I wear shorts over top because nobody needs to
Thanks,
see me
Lee.
In zebra tights.
Thanks, but, Lee. Yeah, we don't need you in struds. Okay, you in struds. You've treated me. You know how running goes for me. It doesn't go well. So biking or walking are my thing. Running's not my thing anymore. It sucks. Like, I can sprint, but I couldn't run. Well, I could run 5K, but it wouldn't be great.
I'm with you. So come out and walk with me. I'll hang out with you the whole way.
Oh, I can do that. No problem. So just, I don't want, but you like to race walk. It's very weird. I can't do that. So I just like to walk normal. Your little weird race walking shuffle.
Just, nobody like likes to see going, that. So yeah, no, it's not really. I go. It's a little. You can't call it a jog, but it's really just. If you saw somebody really slow running, that's kind of mine. Or I do get just. I do. I'm like you. I go for a walk, and I do it all the time. I've done some of the shows walking on a treadmill, to be honest with you. Kind of just like to keep myself moving, but I'm not a long distance runner guy either. My body
I respect those who do it though. Good for them. Good for them.
And some doing it right up until the ripe old ages. I mean, I got to tell you, some of the ones that I see running outside and they're in their late 70s, 80s, I got a hat off for those guys and girls. So if you're out there, I'm proud of you.
There is a gentleman in our neighborhood. I don't know how old he is, but he's at least 70. And that guy runs. Yeah. He runs in the wintertime. It's unreal. I'm always just like, God, good for him. Like, I walk lots, but I can't do the running's just not mine. I don't like it. So that's the other thing. So
some people, everybody's got their thing as long as 100%, you can't act, man. which I know you're doing. So, you know, as long as you got that thing that keeps you moving, that's what's going to keep us all living long. So
yeah, it's great. If there was like a 30-meter sprint competitive, that's what I'd like to do. That would be great.
Just that?
Yeah.
Period.
Just,
one time?
Just that, yeah.
Or
30 meters.
Times.
Just train. I could train 30 meters all day long. That'd be no problem. So.
Well, that'll be maybe Run Wild 2024. We'll
exactly. Have a quick sprint. Just a 30 meter. Let's see. Even 40. 40 might be a stretch. 30 is good. Yeah, 30 is good. Lots of people would do 30. Everybody out there, listen, say, oh, I could sprint 30 meters. No problem. So.
Oh. That's when the
breakdowns start to come in. So, awesome, Grant. Thanks for your time.
We'll set this up.
We'll do it.
30 meter race. We'll see if we can raise some money.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Okay. Take care, Jason.